and welcome to Nature Speaking. I'm Erin, the host of this podcast, and today we're going to talk about the benefits the COVID-19 pandemic has had on animal populations through North America. On a normal weekday, you'd have woken up at 6 a.m. to get ready for your workday, but since you've been laid off, you usually get up around 10. By the time you've brewed some coffee, buttered a piece of toast, and taken a seat on your apartment balcony, it's 11 a.m. Normally at this time, you'd be thinking of where you'll get lunch, wondering if it's sunny or rainy out, wishing you were watching The Office instead of actually working at one. Instead, you're sitting outside, in the sun, in your pajamas still, just starting on your coffee and biting into your toast. But then you hear something. Sort of a squeaking, scuffling noise. Standing up and listening more carefully, you realize it's coming from the hedges between your apartment building and the building next to yours. You head down to see what's making a fuss in the bushes and discover it's an adolescent squirrel. It's tangled up in the bushes and dragging its back leg around behind it. After getting a towel from your apartment, you return to the squirrel, pick it up in the towel, and turn it over to have a better look at its leg. It definitely doesn't look right, or like the leg of any squirrel you've seen before, so you take it upstairs and put it in a box with a towel and some holes punched on the top. You look up what to do when you find an injured squirrel and find a wild animal rehabilitation center not too far from you. You buckle the box into your passenger seat and head over to drop them off. This is the story of many people in North America right now, as they've been spending more time at home and searching for safe ways to get out of the house. They've also discovered wildlife is closer to them than they realize, and now that less people are milling about and driving, scaring off and killing wildlife, the population of animals in more urban areas has increased. Not only are the animals that were around us before able to flourish without humans bothering them, but other animals which weren't here before have migrated into urban areas. Residents of Boulder, Colorado, a city which already experiences wild visitors in spring and summer, are noticing even more this year. They're seeing mountain lions and bears getting cozy in their yards and meandering through the once busy 16th Street pedestrian mall. So for all these reasons, it makes sense when we see a considerable rise in reported wild animal injuries. Wildlife rescue and conservation centers in Texas and Alberta have noticed a considerable increase in animals brought into their care. The numbers of animals brought to them is double what it was at the same time last year. Animals are flourishing all around us as we take trips outside less and more mindfully. In our increased time spent at home and in the nature which surrounds us, we have been able to aid in the rehabilitation of wildlife more than ever. On the surface, the news of more animals being brought into wildlife rehabilitation centers may seem sad, but it's actually hopeful. Many animals who would have sustained injury in other years would have never been rescued. People wouldn't have been home or been outside during much of the week, and these animals would have been left to die and be eaten by predators. Now, more animals are being saved and given second chances in the wild. People are getting in touch with nature now more than ever and expressing their compassion toward the wildlife they share their surroundings with. Look around your neighborhood, from your window, on your next walk, even on a hike, and notice all the animals flourishing around you. Look up wildlife rehabilitation centers in your area in case you find an injured animal, and remember to try your best not to touch the animal directly. Use a towel or gloves. If you find an injured animal in the Vancouver area, you can take it to the Wildlife Rescue Association located at 5216 Glencairn Drive in Burnaby. Please feel free to email naturespeakingecuad@gmail.com with your comments, stories, and sound recordings. Thanks for listening. I'm Erin, and this was an episode of Nature Speaking.